Joining me on the phone line is Mark Scotch. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, TK.
How are you doing today? This is kind of your wake-up call, you know.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I figured you'd like that. So, it's the Oregon Trail. You've been out there for about a week now. So, where are you now, and how many miles have you put on?
We're in Phoenix. We left L.A. about a week ago, and right now about 450 miles, maybe.
450 miles on your bike. How are you doing?
Good. We came through the desert between California and Arizona. It was up to low 90s. I've got two 100-mile days in so far, but backing off a little bit. But those are some warm ones.
Yeah. Now, you've had a lot of the how did you go through that with the warm days like that before we get going on the other stuff? A lot of water, obviously, right?
Yeah, a lot of water. I drink various, Armor 8 or something, mm-hmm. and some other drinks just to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I've got a Enduro-like tablet that I take that kind of helps supply, the salts and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, you got to keep yourself, you got to keep yourself hydrated. Did you run into any weird things along the way on your trip?
Not really. Got through L.A. pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a little bit of the fire damage, not much because we were a bit south of it, but one of the women that met us, she's a kidney donor herself. Her brother and her sister both lost their houses in the fire, So that was kind of sad. But other than that, it's going well.
Yeah, and I noticed you did have some cows you had to go around.
We went through a spot that was open range, so I told my brother-in-law who's driving the RV, if he hits one, he has to stop and grill it up. That's the only condition.
Yeah, there you go. So you're on the Oregon Trail. Is it the 6.0 you're calling it, I think?
Yeah.
So you're trying to make awareness for kidney and liver donations, and you've got a lot of different events along the way. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about a few of those events.
Yeah, the couple in Los Angeles was Children's Hospital of L.A. and then also Keck Medicine of USC. I donated part of my liver at Keck Medicine of USC, and then the little girl, who actually is from Phoenix, so we're going to see her this morning at an event. Her family had gone to Children's Hospital of L.A. to find a living liver donor as soon as possible because she was very ill. She's 2.5 years old now, doing great, and she's going to actually meet us this morning, and her big sister, who is, I think, 5 or 6, is going to ride her bike in with us to the event this morning.
Oh, how cool is that? That is really neat. And this is kind of what started this trip, was with your liver donation, right? The portion of your liver?
Correct. My bicycle ride basically retraced the steps of the donation between my wife and I, Lynn, and just kind of the trace of the fact that I came out to California to donate. So I'm riding from California to Denver this year, and then hopefully next year, Denver back to Plover.
Wow, you're just like the Energizer Bunny.
Well, I'll be 70 by then, so I guess let's start slowing down sometime, TK.
Well, I don't know. Your slowing down is full bore for me. So now, maybe you can tell people how, if with all these talks with you, if they're interested in maybe donating their kidney or a portion of their liver, how they can go about doing that.
Well, the most anxiety I think I've had through this whole thing in 4 years is waiting to find out if I actually qualified, if my evaluation was going to let me know that I was healthy enough, and if not, why not? I mean, that's kind of you kind of wonder yourself, what could be wrong with me? So the best thing to do would be to go to my website, markscotch.com, contact me. I can walk you through it, or contact nkr.org, nationalkidneyregistry.org. They're the ones that helped me through it. And UW Health in Madison is where I donated my kidney. So did my wife, Lynn. They're a good resource as well. So there's plenty of resources out there.
Okay. So what's next for you now?
Well, this morning we have an event here in Phoenix with it's called the OPO, Organ Procurement Organization. And what they do is, on the deceased side, I'm a living donor, my wife's a living donor, but if people, most of us signed check the box on our driver's license that if something should happen to us, our organs could be used. And that's an organization we'll be working with this morning. That's what they do here in Phoenix. And they're sponsoring the event this morning. So we're going to go meet with them, have this event with our family from Phoenix, and then maybe do something tonight with pizza, and then head off to Las Vegas.
So how long of a bike ride today, then?
Anywhere from 30 to 50 miles.
Okay, yeah. Oh, just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, getting warmed up.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we'll keep following you on the Oregon Trail. You can find it on your website, markscotch.com, and then you're keeping a lot of stuff up to date on your Facebook page, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a really good person that's helping me out with social media, and she's doing fantastic. She's from Kentucky, actually, and we send her all the footage, and she puts it up for us. I throw a few things up there, too, but taking a lot of load off of me trying to keep things updated.
Yeah, and it looks really good, too. I mean, it's fun to keep up to date with you. So hopefully we'll be able to check in with you again next week at about this time.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, well, keep pedaling, and we'll talk to you next week, Mark.
Yeah, we hope we don't lose our money in Vegas and we can get home.
Yeah. Well, you still got, don't give that bike away. Yeah. All right, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark Scotch and the Oregon Trail. And like I said, if you want to keep following him on his trip, he's got his website, markscotch.com, or you can go to the Oregon Trail on the Facebook page. Now, Oregon is O-R-G-A-N, the Oregon Trail, and you can keep following him and his trips and stops that he'll be making, too, all for what a great cause and what a great thing to be doing, too. 7:37 now. This is Shenandoah, B1049.
Mill worker houses lined up in a row. Another Southern Sunday's morning.